Good morning, everybody. So today, my name is Michael Moeller, and today I am happy to do the sermon for you Sunday, and we're going to do our script, read the scripture reading today, and it's on Deuteronomy 6, 4, verse 4 through 12. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, and Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these days, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorsteps of your house and on your gates. So it shall be, when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to you, to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and today Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of the bondage. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. All right. So let's see the word Shema. Shema means to hear or obey. This is well known in many Hebrew Bibles and is found in many scriptures, like Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. Ears that Shema and eyes that see. The Lord has made them both. But Shema is not only that, but people also use it to have attention and focus. For example, Leah, isn't loved by her husband, Jacob, she names her son Simon, or in Hebrew, Shim'on, because the Lord has Shema that I am unloved. We see how Shema is used to listen and to pay attention to. Responding also is used in the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 7. Shema my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me. Shema also means obey. Obey means to carry out something and doing it. So then saying, I will listen and do what you say. You can simply say Shema. See, in Hebrew, listening and obeying are the same side of the same coin. So, let's see. 3 years ago, we went to a state youth conference where we will worship God with the different churches around Kentucky, even in Ohio and Indiana. And it's a huge rally of people there, and it's an amazing experience. So my first time I was going there, I was in sixth grade, so I was pretty shy because being a middle schooler, you're taking that new step. I was worried. I was terrified. First song hit, I was amazed. I was really into it. I was really happy. And then the sermon kicked in, and it really filled my heart, and I actually found a better connection with God. But something was telling me something that I didn't feel. I didn't hear, and I didn't listen. My seventh grade year, we went back to Winter Blitz. That's the conference name. I was seventh grade. I felt more comfortable with what I was doing, and I decided to go another year because I thought it was going to be another great experience for me. And I did. It was. It was amazing, as it always is. Let's see. What song was it? I know it was a really good song. Probably 10,000 Reasons, because that's a good one. That's one of my favorites. But the sermon hit again. Amazing speaker. And I was just amazed. I felt something was telling me something again. I felt that remembrance. My brain was telling me something. So may this time hear and listen. So this time I listened. I felt God was saying something to me. I think he told me, go forth. He also told me to go back to Winter Blitz another year. So I did. My eighth grade year, I went back. This time I felt so relaxed to do this because I got comfortable. I know a lot of people from different churches who went there. Had great songs, had great activities there, and then the sermon hit again. This time, I accepted it. I accepted to listen and obey. God told me, I have a calling for you. I want you to go forth with it. And so I did. I volunteered to go to youth mission trips. I volunteered to go and help out with an Amen House. Sometimes I go out and have another great time in Winter Blitz. So I followed my calling. And I want you guys to follow yours too. So I want to encourage everyone to Shema. I want to encourage you guys to listen, to hear, and obey. I want you to respond to God's word. I want to encourage the elderly to give knowledge and wisdom to the young, because you guys have a longer connection with God. And I want you to share it with the youth. Youth, I want you to listen to the elderly, because I promise you, they have such great knowledge and wisdom to tell you, so that you can have a bigger connection with God. I also encourage families to listen to God's word and tell it to their family's children and their children's children. So when Jesus knocks at your door, you can say, I'm here, Lord. Or you can simply say, Shema. I encourage you to open that door, not just for yourself, but for others. Here or without. Because remember what in the Bible, Noah did. God told him to build an ark. And so Noah did. Noah heard, listened, and obeyed. When God told Moses, when he was exiled of Egypt, he said, I want you to free my people. You know what Moses did? He freed his people. He got them out of Egypt because he heard, listened, and obeyed. Now the big one is Jesus. Jesus immediately went, heard, listened, obey. Because he knew what God is planning for him. He knew the steps, which you guys can do too. Please, hear, listen, and obey. At this last of the sermon, I'm going to end a prayer, and I'll give it up for the praise group. And I really enjoyed the song that are coming up. But remember, just you guys, if you get that calling for young youth, please follow. And elderly, please encourage them. Let's end in prayer. Lord, open our ears. If we can't hear, clean them. Lord, move our feet so that we can walk in your footsteps. Lord, if we are the sheep that is lost in the woods, call us out so we can find you. Praise in your holy name. Amen.